It is described as the Oscars for consumer satisfaction in the automobile industry. The annual quality survey conducted by J.D. Power and Associates, the survey released this week is based on car buyers' reports of problems during the first 90 days of ownership. Coming in at dead last this year, the Hummer, that hulking military-inspired vehicle, often referred to as an SUV on steroids. The complaints ranged from wind noise to atrocious fuel economy. On the other end of the scale, luxury vehicles such as Lexus and Cadillac got high marks from consumers. Joining us now to discuss the consumer quality rankings is Chubba Chetta, editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. He joins us from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hello, Chubba.
How are you, Michelle?
We should explain that the J.D. Power survey ranks cars and trucks by the number of problems per 100 vehicles.
Well, that's right. And this doesn't really tell you anything about the long-term durability of the car. It tells you how well it's assembled and how well you're initially satisfied with it.
General Motors' $50,000 Hummer, known as the H2, received a whopping 225 complaints per 100 vehicles. And most of those complaints were for poor fuel economy. Hello? I mean, you don't have to read the small print to know that this thing is going to guzzle a lot of gas.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've heard, although in defense of these consumers, the Hummer is so heavy when it's loaded that it's not considered a car. It weighs 6,500 pounds. It's big. It's blocky. Of course it's going to get poor fuel economy.
Despite these complaints, are these things still selling? And what's the market? I mean, here in Washington, you see a few of these things around town. And when you see them, they're so big that they're parked with two wheels on the curb. I mean, they hog the road even when they're standing still.
Because they're wide and they're very boxy, they seem larger than life. And they're selling extremely well. Last month, General Motors sold 2,800 of these, which is as many as they can build. You know, they can only do about 30,000 a year, and people are stacked up for these because they want to stand out. This is not for the shrinking violet driver.
There were also a lot of complaints about those teeny-weeny subcompacts that we see on the road more and more now, the so-called mini cars. What were the problems there?
The minis have had mostly interior trim problems. This is a new car that's only been on the market for a year, and it's a fresh design. It's built in a factory in England that's also been upgraded completely thoroughly. New product, new plant, new management, new everything, and that usually leads to a few more problems.
It was a good year for Cadillac, and I'm wondering if this suggests that the brand has remade its rather fusty image, if it's more appealing to boomers as they start to become broader through the beam.
Cadillac is GM's only real luxury brand, and it's very important to the company. They've been investing a lot of money both in new products and in better quality. And one of those new products, the CTS sedan, did very well throughout the survey.
Do automakers take this survey seriously?
They take it extremely seriously. These are totally independent results. And they get very, very wide recognition. I think car makers really put a lot of stock in these.
Chubba, it's always good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Chubba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine.